Well, let's go to the phone lines and talk with Jim McTavia from McTavia and Associates. Jim, how are you?
How are you this morning?
Well, I thought about calling you. We had you on the program a couple of months ago, and we were talking a little bit about your book, Bankrupt, A Society Living in the Future. But we also talk quite a bit about your business and what your business does and how it helps people in trying economic times. So talk a little bit about the company and what you do.
Well, basically, a number of years ago when I got started, I was a loan officer and a lender and everything else you can think of. And I worked with serious financial problems with people and moved into companies and then into everything you can think of over the past 50 years. My firm at one time had 50, 60 people, and we operated throughout the country. Matter of fact, we even did work in Europe and Canada. So years ago, before the word turnaround and crisis manager was ever coined, we were in fact doing that. We focus on helping people get through serious financial difficulties. About 20 years ago, I teamed up with Scott Peck, who is a very famous author and lecturer, wrote the book The Road Less Traveled, and we teamed up and we would put some symposiums together. We put them together at the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business, and the thrust of my career and the thrust of Scott Peck's message to our society and our world is, hey, you know, life is tough. We've got problems, and we don't hide our problems by hiding. And we have to face our problems and deal with them, and we have to move on in life. And so it's a kind of a holistic approach that I use to trying to help people solve and companies solve financial difficulties.
Well, Jim, I thought about you because I was talking with State Representative Mark Meadows from the East Lansing area, and he had told me that it was his opinion that it's going to take Michigan a generation to recover economically and replenish the jobs. We lost more than a million jobs here in the state. And I've heard many folks, whether they're politicians or economists and whatnot, talk about 5 to 10 years. But I was just stunned by that. Would you agree with that assessment?
He's right on. And you're talking to somebody that is not a politician, somebody that is not an economist, but somebody that works in the trenches with the people and the businesses. And one of the things that you have that makes him right on these days is, you know, you have a society that is so buried in debt, and businesses that are so buried in debt, and lenders that really shouldn't be loaning them money anyway. The businesses say, the banks won't loan me any money. And my response is, well, if I was the bank, I wouldn't loan you money either. I mean, businesses these days are borrowing money to support losses. It makes no sense. So the congressman is right on. It's going to take us at least a generation in the state of Michigan, at least, to re-engineer our society to do something other than build vehicles. And it starts with the kids that are in kindergarten now, Tony, coming up and learning how to do something different than their parents are doing.
All right, so we had State Representative Mark Meadows saying it's going to take a generation to turn this situation around. Now, a little bit later on in the program, and that was this morning, I had Congressman Pete Hoekstra on, and he thought that it would only take 5 or 10 years. And my comment to him was, well, if we lose a million jobs, how are we going to make that up in a short term when, as Mark Meadows had mentioned, you know, we lost those jobs with, you know, a couple of cuts? Well, no company is going to come in and bring 100,000 jobs or 250,000 jobs. But the congressman seemed to think that there would be enough jobs added and that there would be enough cuts to the fat in government that would enable us to start to succeeding and replenish those jobs in a lot shorter period of time.
Well, that's an interesting comment because for the lifetime, well, not my lifetime, but certainly the last 25 years, I have seen no government cut any fat whatsoever, ever.
Well, so what are we going to do? We have a history, and we're not even going to throw the Democrat or Republican words in there. Government has had issues, and we're talking about a state, local, county, as well as education entities and school districts are having problems balancing their budgets. What's going to have to happen to get these folks to kind of break this cycle that we've been in about overspending and not worrying about it, to getting to the point where we're like at home, we just stop spending?
Well, the answer is probably, the answer is probably among my suggestions in my new book that is scheduled to be released in September, as I tear apart the society and the government and try to analyze where we are and where we're going. The answer to that is absolutely, my experience, it will only start, Tony, when the government cannot, and by government I mean us, the United States government, the state government, the local municipalities, can't borrow any more money. When nobody can borrow any more money anymore, you will see that we will begin the process of cutting fat, which is what should be going on right now, but which our society and our politicians are refusing to do. The day that China says, we're not going to buy any more in your bonds, and Japan says, we're not going to buy any more of your bonds, the federal government will be out of business, okay? And the only way they're going to be able to survive is by cutting, is by cutting things we can't afford. I was very interested in the approach this morning that was announced when President Obama announced that he's backing off on space exploration. Good for him. We can't afford to go to the moon. We cannot. And then right away, people jumped all over and said, "Well, but China's going to get ahead of us." Well, but China's got money to spend. I mean, we've been paying them interest for years. So the answer to your question is, it's going to take a generation. When is it going to start? When people and governments can't borrow any more money again, that is when it's going to start.
What would happen if they came to us right now and said, we want our money?
There would be sovereign default in the United States because, you know, if I compare the United States to any other business that has got a debt to somebody, when you owe somebody a debt that you can't pay, if the debt is collateralized, then that person can get to take your collateral. That step hasn't taken yet. This is very cynical, but perhaps the next step would be, well, you know, we'll give you the Grand Canyon, or we'll give you something, you know, and please stand by for a year till we can figure out of this, you know. We will be a nation that has defaulted on sovereign debt, the same as Iceland did, the same as Greece is doing, and the same as the folks in Dubai did. Only we don't have a rich uncle to bail us out, and we don't have the European Union to bail us out. So I see our society leaving a heritage to our grandchildren, where all of the businesses and the jobs have got to be re-engineered. And we've done this to ourselves. And we point to the people in Lansing and in Washington. And as I've said in my first book and as I repeat in the second book, it's us. We look for the enemy. He's us. We have consistently been a society that has lived so far into the future and has demanded to have things we can't afford. And that truly is what led us individually, collectively, state and federal, into the mess that we're in now. And your congressman's right on. I mean, it's going to take a generation, and it ain't going to start until we run out of credit.
And what I thought was interesting in the book Bankrupt, A Society Living in the Future, that you wrote in the 28th chapter, admitting we have a problem, you know, I thought about, the 12-step program you hear, and that's, you know, when you're an alcoholic, you got to admit that. Well, from what you're telling me, admitting that means, well, we can't borrow any more money.
Well, we can't borrow any more money. We can't have what we can't afford, and that's why we've Scott Peck into this, because the road less traveled is just about all of that. You solve a problem by admitting you have a problem, and then, you know, it's painful, and if you ever read the book, you know that one of the problems that that people are going to face is the pain in solving the problem. But my God, if they don't start solving the problem, the pain is going to be worse. We see high gun sales. We see people that are forming, groups of people that want to threatening to overthrow the country. I mean, those are the first rumblings of unrest, and we don't want to go there. My God, somebody's got to take the checkbook away from our society.
All right, James, thanks a lot.
You're
I appreciate
welcome,
it.
Tony.
That's James McTavia from McTavia & Associates. His book is called Bankrupt, A Society Living in the Future. Well, that's it for the morning program. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.